The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. It's a good day for podcast accessibility today. Google has enabled automatic subtitles inside the Chrome browser, adding closed captions to any web-based podcast player, as well as all other audio. We show you how to turn it on in our show notes and our newsletter today. It's English only for now and works on Mac, Linux and Windows, coming soon to Chrome OS. The same service is also available on selected Android phones. Spotify India is advertising podcasts on their latest TV ad. We link to that today. Aaron Mankey has been podcasting for 6 years this week, and as he tweets, his first show got just 9 downloads on the first day. It took 4 months for him to be able to give up his day job. One big change we expect, says Acast CEO Ross Adams, is that the industry will no longer target ads based on user data. Instead, advertisers will serve messages to listeners based on context. He was being interviewed by the UK's Press Gazette. Triton Digital have released their new US podcast report for February. The number one publisher is NPR. But Triton Digital, which is owned by iHeartRadio, doesn't measure iHeartRadio, the number one publisher according to Podtrac. It's an incomplete ranker, as you might guess, and only lists participating publishers. And Google Assistant on smart speakers has got confused, reports 9to5 Google, saying that if you ask for the NPR Politics podcast, it plays the Daily instead. And in podcast news, Your Floating Bed is a podcast for children struggling to sleep. Pod Bible talks to creator Kerry Keenan. And in Podland, James Cridland, that's me, and Sam Sethi talk to Jake Warren from Message Heard, Benjamin Bellamy from Ad Ores, and Norma Jean Belenke from Podbean. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.